The Sportscast, April 13th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. Also, you can listen to us on your smart speaker, Play Sportscast. Also, go to our website, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest news in sports. And also, you can get our app for the Sportscast notifications for any late breaking news. The Champions League quarterfinals is a wrap. We now know the final four teams for this year. But before we get into it, we got a guest that we actually a regular guest we had last year. He's come back because of law prep, some bar prep. Fernando Aloha, welcome back after a few months.
Thank you, Santiago. It's a pleasure to be back, to be honest. And what a better way to come back than with this spectacular round of games that the UEFA Champions League gave us yesterday and today.
So before we get into it, tell us about your life, what's going on currently, and how you're paying your bills.
You know, same old, just right now trying to actually get some jobs right now in the market. So applying, you know, here and there. I was doing recently working, doing, you know, contracts, also trying to be finding my way to a soccer agent and trying to get around in that world. In the meantime, just watching some soccer, enjoying, and of course, enjoying today's Champions League.
Yeah, and you know, you were telling me about that a few months ago. How's that process for anyone that's interested and become an agent? Is it pretty difficult, or is it, you know, a few steps and you're there? Like,
it actually is. I mean, I guess nothing is easy. It all requires time and, of course, work, a lot of work in. Regarding the process to become an agent, really, it's not that hard or complicated for that matter. All you have to do is submit an application and pay your fees to the MLS, and they sent you over the approval for you to become an agent. When you first get registered, I mean, you're first pre-registered and you're officially an agent until you get that first signature from a player you're presenting. You submit that to the MLS, and then they now you become a certified agent.
Well, there you have it.
So I guess the work is in obtaining those players, looking for that talent and trying to bring them over, you know,
looking for the clientele, pretty much. Was probably the most difficult. All right, let's dig into Europe. Champions League, Atletico Madrid could not have overcome Man City just by a goal. They could not have scored. Man City won an aggregate 1-0. De Bruyne scored in the first leg, which was a tough goal, but he did it. Atletico didn't have it, kind of overrated. People were kind of complaining. Of course, you're a Real Madrid fan. You probably might agree with those arguments. But what were your thoughts over this game and this series?
So I guess I want to start this talking about the amazing game that both teams, Atletico Madrid and Manchester City, gave to all the fans, to be honest. The first leg, as you said, was very difficult. Well, we know Atletico Madrid and Cholo's game was very defensive. And a lot of people seem to complain about this, but the truth is, one, you're playing against Manchester City, which is a team that usually won't lend you the ball. So they're always in possession. So what else is there to do? Cholo's decision was not wrong. He managed to defend. And, you know, you got that great play back Foden with that great pass between lines to Kevin De Bruyne, which ended up in that beautiful goal. So it was very well deserved by Manchester City. And again, today it was a wonderful game, tougher than the last one. They were both, again, Manchester City trying to maintain the ball and Atletico de Madrid trying to score that one. It's a shame that header missed by João Félix, and that last minutes at the end, they had a couple like tries, which they unfortunately were not able to make it into a goal. However, I do believe that we have enjoyed one of the best matches, tactically speaking, and also the level of, how do I say this? How much hard work the players in both teams placed into this match.
Yeah, Atletico was pretty much stacked. Of course, they had front with Griezmann and Joao Felix. Man City had a ball possession of 60%. They only had 10 shots on goal, 14 for Atletico. Huge chance. Diego Simeone, been around for Atletico for a while. In La Liga, they're in fourth place. What are your thoughts over this team? This team has talent, you can see, you know, Koke and all these other players, but you know, could they have done better? Or this is what you get?
It's such a tough question. Actually, I was just listening to Pep yesterday or a couple of days ago saying, like, listen, no game is the same. No 5 minutes are the same. And we can go back to that amazing game between Liverpool and AC Milan, the Champions League final. You know, it's a matter of 10 minutes and the game can change. You saw it today. In a matter of minutes, Atletico Madrid went over to Man City's side and was hurting them bad. Unfortunately, they were not able to score. Regarding the team, they have great names. They have great players. And for me, I think I do not enjoy the play style of Cholo Simeone, but I understand his decisions. Like, for example, this City game is a perfect one where you can see that his decision was to try and defend a very offensive and full of possession Manchester City. It's sad to see, you know, you have names like Griezmann, Joao Felix, Luis Suarez, Lemar, Renan Lodi, Oblak, what a great goalkeeper. And again, for me, I do not enjoy the way that that Cholo intends to play that much, but it's hard. It's hard, and especially when you have such a tactical team like Man City. So I think they did their best. I think Man City deserved to pass, and this is what we're seeing today. I don't think the fans of Atletico Madrid have anything to reproach to Cholo Simeone right now.
A team that has talent. We'll see what happens, of course. They're out of the Champions League. They're not in the running for La Liga title, so that ends their hopes in the trophy for this season. Let's go to the other match. Liverpool was comfortable before coming into second leg. They were up 3-1. And then the game was 3-3 today. Liverpool still won in aggregate 6-4. Pretty comfortable. Klopp did not start their starters. They sat, Mo Salah wasn't playing. I believe Mane was not playing. Luis Diaz was playing. But it was definitely not their A team. It's probably like their B, A minus team. And Benfica, you know, didn't have much hope. Well, yes, they did have hope. They were two goals away. But, you know, was not enough. Firmino scored two goals. What were your thoughts over this match, and was it pretty much a given before it even was started?
To be honest with you, I was not going to watch the complete match. I was just at, you know, in case there were any goals. At the end, I did have it a little bit by my side and was able to watch some of it, the replays as well. It's amazing because, as you said earlier, Liverpool had a very nice advantage, and I am sure they did not expect this. Again, as you just mentioned as well, we had, and I like the way you said it, actually, that A-minus team, because it's also like an elite team.
It is. That mentions elite. Yeah,
exactly. So what's great about this game for me was really Benfica. I think nobody was expecting it. They gave a fight. They managed to tie the game. They even scored another fourth goal that was an offside, unfortunately, for them. And they were not able to make it through. I mean, it's a shame because of the level of football they provided today, and they showed that why they were in this stage of the competition right now. However, again, you're facing one of the biggest teams right now, one of the strongest teams as well, and one of the heavy title contenders, which is Liverpool. So congrats, Liverpool. I'm glad to see Firmino scoring, and I think they play great football. It's just so delightful to watch. And I also, we just had one great show, you know, over the weekend, that Man City Liverpool.
Yeah. 2-2, a draw, which I was hoping Liverpool to win, to pull out just to have a little bit of a comfortable cushion to win the league title. Of course, you know, both these teams, Liverpool and Man City, has had a tough week. Man City plays again Liverpool this weekend for the FA Cup, which Fernando will be predicting what's going to happen in that match. And then, of course, Liverpool had a little bit of an easier draw with Benfica. You know, Benfica, one of the top teams in Portugal, which they're in third place in the Portuguese League One or Serie A One, whatever you want to call it, Division One. I'm supposed to put it that way. But yeah, like I was saying, Konate also scored with Firmino. Benfica had Ramos, Yarmolenko, and Nunez all score, but wasn't enough. Klopp was pretty confident coming in, like, hey, we're going to win this game. Even if I put the A-minus team, this could be an A team. On any club will take this team. Front, Firmino, Jota, and Diaz anywhere. Even Milner played. But before we get into the other games, you know, and also discussing Liverpool and Man City, do you think those are the top two clubs in Europe? I know Madrid is in that mix, but do you think
Liverpool and Man City are top? Liverpool and City are the top right now. It's undeniable. As much as I love Real Madrid, you can't deny that they're just on another level right now. And those are the teams to beat, actually, if you want to be the champions of the UEFA Champions League, to be honest, in my opinion.
Yeah, pretty tight. They tie 2-2. They face again this weekend. And potentially the Champions League final, possibly, could be a matchup. But we'll discuss that a little bit later. Let's go to yesterday's matches. Let's go to the Madrid match first, because you're a Madrid fan and you're wearing a Madrid jersey for some reason. They lost against Chelsea 3-2, but they won an aggregate high 4. Real Madrid, Benzema having a fantastic season. I'm calling already he's going to win Ballon d'Or. Of course, FIFA and UEFA has their politics. For some reason, Lewandowski didn't get it last year. Benzema might have an edge. I don't know. I don't get involved with the voting process. But Chelsea almost had it with Real Madrid yesterday. They were up, I think, 2-3-0 maybe. And then, 3-0. Madrid came back with two goals, which is what they needed to overcome it. Rudiger was acting as a striker for a bit. But were you on the edge of your seat, and were you nervous? Were you thinking Chelsea could do this?
All the time. I was nervous from the first minute. You could see a different Chelsea. You can see they like woke up from the last game. I mean, to be honest, I think the first game Madrid did everything well. And also, they had one of those magical, you know, Champions League nights. The goals from Benzema, I mean, that's just amazing. You can always see this guy scoring those beautiful headers. But, you know, sometimes he misses. Yesterday, he missed the header on the post. So it happens. Just that day, everything happened. Yesterday, however, you could see a different it just felt very different, and more so the way that Chelsea was playing. They had a lot of possession. They were attacking. Madrid were not comfortable. Chelsea was pressing a lot. It was very hard for Madrid to maintain the ball because of that high pressure that was placed at times on the game. And to be honest with you, on the 3-0, I just couldn't believe it. And it was just amazing to see that comeback. That goal by Rodrigo was beautiful. And, of course, Benzema to put that to, you know, that other goal that made them come through. So I was very nervous, but this is what you have to do. And more so when you're at Real Madrid, any team, to be honest. But, you know, it's just fight till the end. Keep working hard, keep working hard, keep trying. And sometimes things just happen. And it's a result of the effort placed in. So well-deserved Real Madrid, great game, Chelsea. I don't think anybody has anything to reproach to them as well.
Which was a revenge for like the other year.
Being knocked out by Chelsea.
Yeah. So also give credit to Modric, who gave that pass to Rodrigo. Oh, wow. And for some reason today, they were talking about his contract. He's going to be extended for another season. I believe he's 36 years old. What are your thoughts about that? Is that a plus for Madrid again?
For Rodrigo?
No. Having Modric re-sign for another season.
Don't even think Madrid. About it. Just sign him. Don't even think about it.
No doubt.
Go for it.
Doesn't matter what the age. If he's performing on the field, he's producing, passing balls to Rodrigo to score, I'll sign him.
Oh, my God. I mean, the way he plays the whole game, it's not just – I mean, everybody talks about his age and this passes, but he runs the whole game. He helps in defense. He's creating games. He's providing these beautiful passes and as well as scoring beautiful goals. So, yeah, great pass by Modric. Also, a great pass by Vinicius as well for that other goal. So, great game for Real Madrid. Those passes were amazing, and it was great by the strikers as well that managed to put it in the net.
I would say this series was won when Mendy from Chelsea, the goalkeeper of Chelsea, had that mistake and gave the ball to Benzema, and that, you know, made it 3-1. I think that one play made the difference, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as that happened, I say, like, Real Madrid has this. But then again, what we were just talking about, every game is a different game. And you can't do also what we were saying earlier, what Klopp did, maybe a little too comfortable putting an A-minus team. It's the way of the UEFA Champions League. Anything can happen, and you have to be ready for it.
Anything can happen, and this happened to Bayern Munich. Villarreal beating them 2-1 in aggregate. Villarreal, a third-place team in Spain, I believe. They won 2-1 in aggregate. They were up 1-0 in Villarreal, and they tied it today 1-1 in leg. Emery, coach of Villarreal, does it again. His experience coming to play. Your thoughts over this match, and is Villarreal a force to be reckoned with?
Any team that's made it this far is a force to be reckoned with. I think one thing that it's very interesting to see is how different how different the tournaments are, specifically talking between a UEFA Champions League versus their country's league where they're playing, their team's league where they're playing. Because during the league, you have plenty of time to build up and, you know, like win games to add those points and get to the top. In the Champions League, especially right now, it's, you know, it's 90 minutes and you give it all and anything can happen. So Villarreal is definitely a force to be reckoned with. They made it this far. They have great players. They have a great defense. They have great midfielders. And their forwards are doing their work. They're scoring. So it's a very difficult team. Plus, they just knocked out Bayern Munich. So that says a lot as well. Bayern Munich is one of the best teams as well in Europe. And the fact that Villarreal managed to knock them out of the tournament says already something. In addition, what you just said is Coach Emery. Unai Emery is a great coach. He's been in many teams, maybe not successful, but you can see how where he goes, he makes changes. And I love the way he's been doing these changes at Villarreal for a while.
Yeah. With the stars of Albiol, Parejo, Torres, and Lo Celso, this Villarreal team, which is at seventh place in La Liga, not so hot there, but they're putting all their eggs in the Champions League. No pun intended with Easter. But congratulations. This goes into predictions. They're going to face a tough, a huge, tough Liverpool match. You know, some say, hey, this might be an easy walk for Liverpool. Bayern Munich is a good club. They're number one in the Bundesliga, of course, you know, when they haven't been number one in the Bundesliga. But it plays a tough Liverpool. They're on a roll. They got a deep bench. Like I said, their bench, you know, is pretty much an A team. I can't say A minus. It's an A team. What do you think is going to happen, Fernando?
And honestly, today I would say Liverpool is going to take it just because of the way they're playing. To be honest, but it's uncertain. Today, my prediction is Liverpool is going to take it comfortably.
Aggregate, I mean, you know, will there be a lot of goals? Will be like a, or will it be a close grinding score, out? Or
I think it could be a 3-1 for Liverpool.
Liverpool 3-1. That's pretty exciting. Now, there's been a lot of goals in these past couple of weeks, so we'll see what happens. Villarreal. Didn't score much goals. Liverpool can score goals, so it'll be a big difference. Real Madrid versus Manchester City, a rival for Pep, you could say, more than Man City. You know, he's a Catalan. Barcelona player and coach, going up against a Real Madrid that is, you know something? They're hot. It could be Benzema hot maybe only, but they're pretty confident with Chelsea. Of course, you know, Man City ain't Chelsea either. And, of course, you got Modric. What do you think is going to happen? I know you're a Real Madrid fan, but what is your honest, objective opinion?
My honest, objective opinion is I see Manchester City as the favorite here. I think they have – they're just playing better soccer, to be honest. What Pep does is incredible. I mean, he has managed to have every single player on that field, the goalkeeper included, play magically. I mean, play soccer of possession. They give a pass. They move around. It's like clockwork. They know where everybody is when they attack and when they defend. So it's one, it's very hard to take the ball away from them. And two, when they defend, they're a very solid block with great players that can definitely, you know, put a lockdown there. So it's going to be tough on Benzema. It's going to be tough on Vinicius. It's going to be tough on all of the players, especially with a team that does not let you have the ball. Real Madrid needs to have the ball to make that damage. Benzema needs to create those paces, spaces. He needs to be able to also help and provide passes for his teammates and wait for the perfect moment for him to be assisted and score one of those beautiful goals that we're used to. To be honest with you, right now I would say that it's going to be a very close match and that Manchester City is going to take it.
Yeah, I think it might be a close series, to be honest. I think Benzema might be the key player again for this series. We'll see if Man City can stop him. He's done some miraculous goals. And I was talking to someone about this. You know, he's more than a striker. Yep. He gets into the midfield a bit. He creates balls. If you, you know, if you ask me to pick between Lewandowski and Benzema, I'll pick Benzema. I mean, he's more than a striker. He's an all-out player, isn't he?
He totally is, Santiago. You're 1,000% accurate right there of that description of Benzema. And that's been a crazy discussion, I believe, over the years. Like, why nobody was picking Benzema as one of the top strikers, maybe because of the Cristiano shadow or whatnot. But if you always see even his past in the past seasons of Real Madrid, he was creating spaces. He was doing the same thing he's doing today, except today he's scoring those goals and he's also assisting those goals. So he's transformed into this beast of a player now. I feel that many times you can see Benzema lifting Real Madrid on his shoulders, of course, with the help of Kroos, Modric, and all the amazing players Real Madrid has. But I do agree with you. I think today I would pick Benzema over any striker, really. What he's providing in the field, even not just the passes, not just the goals, but you can see the fight he puts in every game. He goes back and he fights for that ball. So Benzema is just one of those great players that we need him to be 100% against Man City, as well as for me, the other key player is Thibaut Courtois. He needs to be on point because he's saving Real Madrid so many times. Great performances by Courtois.
The most expensive goalkeeper in the world. So hopefully he'll come to play, you know, him and Benzema from the opposite ends. And we both agree. I think he would be the best candidate to win Ballon d'Or unless Messi wins it for some reason.
Yeah, no, I don't think that that's going to happen this time around. I think I saw the short list and a rumored short list. That they're thinking on who's winning. And I saw, of course, Benzema in there, which I believe is number one candidate, like you just said. I saw Lewandowski, I saw Modric and Mbappe. So people are already starting the talks, the rumors. The strongest one, though, Santiago, is the same one we're talking about today, and is that Benzema most likely will take it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And he'll play for France in the World Cup. And don't think France is going to win it, to be honest, but we'll see.
They have a better chance with him on the field, for sure.
Exactly. All right, before the Man City-Real Madrid game, they play Seville this weekend, a big match in La Liga. Of course, some sort of a rivalry They will play in Sevilla. What do you think is going to happen, and what is your prediction?
It's going to be a very tough match. One, it's Real Madrid playing away. It's always tough. Sevilla has proven that they're a really good team. It's also a great fight for those, you know, 3 points up there. They have been playing very well. But the one big absence I believe we're going to see is Benzema. They're trying to recover him. I think he had some minor injury maybe, or some just pain. So I don't think we're going to be seeing Benzema. However, Real Madrid has a very complete team. I would like to see some of the other strikers play this time. I really don't enjoy seeing a false nine when he, for example, plays Modric there as a false nine and no striker in the area. But I do believe that the way Real Madrid is playing right now, they're the favorites for this game. And, you know, a 1-0 wouldn't be that bad. As long as the 3 points go to Madrid.
Yeah. Madrid. Okay, Madrid wins. Of course, Sevilla is in third place. Tied for second place against Barcelona.
Yeah.
And that will be not good for Sevilla, but good for the Catalan Giants. FA Cup this weekend. Liverpool plays again against Manchester City. It was a tie 2-2. This one has to have a winner. What is going to happen in the FA Cup semi?
What's going to happen is that we are going to enjoy one of the best soccer matches again that we're going to be provided this year. But that one's very uncertain to me. It's the best teams right now in Europe playing. They both are great with possession. They both have great strikers. Although I do believe that Liverpool has a more their offensive players are – no, not their offensive players. I think I'm saying it wrong. I apologize. Let me rephrase that. I believe that Liverpool's has a stronger attacking force than Manchester City. I believe that Manchester City plays around with the ball, has possession, and looks for that space, whereas in Liverpool, a little bit more direct. So you got those fast players like Salah and Mane that are going to, you know, cause a lot of damage to the Man City players. But it's going to be a very tight game, and it's going to be who has the ball in this FA Cup. So honestly, your prediction right now would be lying to you and all of you who are listening to this, because it's just going to be a very, very tight match. But for me, City's going to take it.
Man City will take it. They could win the quadruple. Champions League. They won the what's called the EFL Cup. Wait, did they win the EFL Cup? No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. But could win the FA Cup, Champions League, and the Premier Leagues, which is really tough to do. So there you have
something,
it.
Something that is not strange to Pep Guardiola going back to his Barcelona days.
Barcelona. Yeah, exactly. He's a talented coach, and he's doing it again. Which he's predicted to coach Brazil, but I think he turned down that report saying, no, I'm sticking with Man City for the long haul.
That he said it would be interesting to coach a national team. But we'll see. I don't think City's ready to leave Pep Guardiola on the side just yet.
No, yeah, especially with the money they have, and they could definitely, could definitely win for a long haul. The treble, that's the word I'm looking for. Man City did not win the EFL Cup, but they can win the treble, which is the Premier League, Champions League, and the FA Cup. Liverpool can win the quadruple, which they won the EFL Cup. They can win the Premier League, the Champions League, and the FA Cup. So that would be something I'll be happy about. Not sure what Fernando thinks about that. Anyways, poll question of the day. What goes best with peach cobbler? Options are ice cream, whipped cream, cinnamon, or milk. What is your choice?
My choice is ice cream.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Ice cream, which 50% of... 50% agree in the poll. Ice cream is winning 50%. Whipped cream 33%. Cinnamon at 16%. Milk at 0%. No one wants to eat peach cobbler with milk. Fernando, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Madrid and possibly getting Mbappe this summer?
Hopefully. We'll see if the Mbappe deals comes through. To be honest with you, Santiago, at this point, I'm a little bit...
You're hesitant?
Not hesitant. Of course, I would love to have Mbappe, but what I'm not liking is this long negotiation with him. I would love to hear him say, it's a done deal. I'm going to Madrid. But, I mean, if not, then Madrid has the players to keep fighting, although we definitely would love to have Mbappe there. The other one, the other big one for me is Erling Haaland, which I hope we might also manage to get him at Real Madrid. The best way to reach me would be via Twitter. The username is just like my name, Fernando J. Ulloa. So that's at Fernando J. Ulloa. That's my Twitter handle, and that's the way best to reach me.
Yeah, you updated your Twitter handle this past year, right?
Yeah, I did. I did, definitely. I think I had that Twitter handle since I opened Twitter back in who knows when. And I just said, like, I'm just going to put my name here. So
now was it Ferulia or something? Or was it?
It was like Feru245.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, way different. Yeah. And I see that you own an NFT and it shows in your profile. Love it.
Yeah, that is true. NFTs are great. They're here to stay and they have many, many utilities. It's a great thing in crypto right now.
It's quite powerful. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. Tonight we'll be following the NBA play-in. Pretty excited with the Hawks and the Hornets and Pelicans and Spurs, not so much. But Trae Young versus LaMelo Ball should be pretty exciting and see what happens there. And, of course, tomorrow we have the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. And this Friday is Good Friday. We might have a show. And, of course, Easter weekend. But anyways, Fernando, it's great to hear your voice again. Hope to see you soon again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me, Santiago. I've been very glad, and I love coming here to the Sportscast. So I'm very, very, very excited and looking forward to the next one.
A la Madrid, and this was your update.